Well, now we turn to the south of England, number 4. And again, we have several excerpts for you. First of all, from Andover in Hampshire. In the west of England, the rhotic west, historical are retained, for example, in the items words, water, important. H, again, a bit variable. We have a hypercorrect H in the word ancient, pronounced as hancient. In words of the standard lexical set Bath, we have a long vowel but a front one, as in the item past. The diphthong in words like mouth has a very definitely front starting point. Of the O type, we have the items crown and township. The man here is talking about the name and history of Andover.
Oh, the name derived from the Saxon words, Andover or Andefren, but it means spring and water. And it was such an important town that William the Conqueror didn't give away like he did all the other manors in north of Hampshire. He retained Andover to himself. And to this day, we pay a rental, a very nominal sum of £10, to a nominee of the Crown. It is a link with this ancient custom and past history of this very, very old, was a borough worse luck, now it's only a township.
Next, I thought it'd be nice to have an example of the genuine Oxford accent. A child from just outside Oxford. Very different, of course, from what is usually meant by the expression, the Oxford accent. The local accent of around Oxford. Here we can see the long vowel again in words like Bath in the item last, long front vowel. The same vowel, in fact, as in words of the set start, which you can hear in the word farmer. You've got the Bath vowel again in the words headmaster and staff. Contrary to what you might think from maps based on the survey of English dialects, the accent in this part of the country is not rhotic, at least not nowadays. Presumably it's changed relatively recently. We hear the ing ending pronounced with an alveolar nasal, again in the expression swimmin', that is swimming. And we hear some degree of diphthong shift in the items quite and wine and fight, different from the kind of vowel you get in London, but nevertheless not the same as the standard I, and the word day pronounced as die.
I'd like to tell you now about a holiday I spent in Brecon last year with the school. First of all, we started off on a Sunday afternoon, sunny and bright. Unfortunately, when we got there, we couldn't find the right place. We drove around and around until we did. When we actually found the place, which the farmer guided us to, it was near a nice stream, and it was a farmhouse. There was a nice river up the stream, and there was a heated swimming pool in the village. Now, the next day, when we got up early, I accidentally had a fight with our headmaster, which he got in a temper and threw me in the stream. The other days were just playing around and going swimming. And the last day, we all had a big party thing. And it was quite good, exceptionally, when our headmaster let us drink wine with the staff.
Did you climb any mountains?
Oh, yeah, we climbed I'm not sure of the name, but we climbed a large mountain, it's well known.
What else did you do? Did you have to do any school work?
No, there was no school, it was just a leisure holiday.
And then we've got another example from the south of England, namely from rural Norfolk in East Anglia. And this is a 13-year-old boy being interviewed because he has such an interesting accent.
There's boys at our school who ain't heard anybody like that, and they laugh at me when I hear him, think that's very funny.
Isn't it a good thing to preserve accents?
Yes, really, and I've never tried losing an accent, and I think that'd be very hard to do.
What's your school doing about your accent? Do teachers try to correct you at all?
No, not really. I think that's a very good idea to have someone in the school who can talk like it.
I quite agree. But you know, Graham, some people think we Norfolk lads are country yokels. Just how bright do you think Norfolk people are?
Well, they're very bright. Some people may think they aren't very quick on the uptake, but they will sort of show you up if they can.
So you don't mind being called a Swede basher?
No, I think that's a very nice title.
Are you going to try to lose your accent?
No, well, I had it for 13 years, so I don't see why I should.